USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Otto Warmbier's parents are speaking out after President Trump asserted Kim Jong-un was unaware of his harsh treatment. Today, Fred and Cindy Warmbier said Kim and his evil regime are responsible for the death of our son Otto. While at CPAC today, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, clarifies President Trump's statements regarding Kim and Warmbier.
What the president is saying is that there's no indication Chairman Kim knew what happened to Otto Warmbier when it happened.
On Friday, Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference just outside of Washington, D.C.
We've been working to remove dangerous criminals from our streets in record numbers, enforcing our immigration laws and working to secure our border. And we've already started to build that wall.
And I'll make you a promise. Before we're done, we're going to build it all.
This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
It's becoming more and more dangerous to walk America's streets. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest on pedestrian fatalities.
Smartphones and SUVs are being blamed for pedestrian deaths climbing to their highest rates since 1990. A study out this morning from the Governor's Highway Safety Association says more than 6,200 pedestrians were killed in 2018, up from 4,100 in 2009. The report says a rise in SUV sales means pedestrians who are hit are more likely to die or suffer life-threatening injuries. And the report says people being distracted by their smartphones and not being focused on the road are another big factor.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee announced Friday morning that he's running for president, pledging to put the environment at the heart of his campaign for the Democratic nomination. In a video launching his campaign, Inslee says, "I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the support of several of his rivals for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker reintroduced a bill Thursday that would legalize marijuana nationwide and expunge federal convictions for possession or use of the drug. Currently, there are 10 states where recreational marijuana is legal and an additional 23 states where it can be used for medical purposes. As marijuana becomes more and more legal, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel explains a new syndrome that's starting to show up at many hospitals.
You know, we use marijuana to decrease nausea and pain medicinally, medically. But as is in anything in medicine, when you start using a lot of it, you get the reverse effect than you actually want. So this is for chronic pot smokers out there. Places where it's recreational. We see a ton of this in Colorado, by the way, in flooding emergency rooms. Probably over 3 million people in the United States are affected. Because what happens is the pot, when you start using a lot of it, turns off the receptors in the nerves that are supposed to suppress nausea and pain. So you're nauseous, you're in pain, and the only thing that works for this is hot showers. It floods the receptors, it turns them back on, you go back to normal, but you got to be in the shower for 6 hours. Guess what the cure is? Stop smoking pot.
Six-time Major League Baseball All-Star outfielder Bryce Harper is heading to Philadelphia. Multiple news outlets are reporting the Phillies and Harper have agreed to a 13-year, $330 million contract. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.